You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Because you look back at the Bills' history, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. Yes. You know me. I'm a sicko. I'm a jersey collector. I'm feeling like they might go Navy.
Ew.
Sports Talk Saturday.
The worst thing you could have brought up to me right there. Hey, remember the Bills juices that kind of make you want to throw up in your mouth? Nothing good comes from that. And if any of you that is listening right now wants to defend those ugly Navy uniforms, you're wrong, and it's okay. Just get a hug from somebody.
On WGR.
Programming note, the last hour of Sports Talk Saturday is just going to be me powerbombing Joe Kelly through a table.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you. Still hating Navy jerseys, never getting boneless wings from Ohio. And
the list is extending now of just things.
As of yesterday, helping fill in with the Extra Point Show. And then splitting off in two different directions.
Literally.
We did not plan any of this. I didn't know where you were going, and I didn't even know where I was going. I got out of here, and my buddy Nick texted me. He goes, hey, I'm heading out to Rochester. I've already got tickets. I just need someone to go with. And I'm like, all right, I'm in. I'll drive. Get in the car.
And you wanted to go to game one, but it was on schedule release
night. I wanted to go to game one.
So it worked out for you perfectly. You got to go to game two. So, the one they actually come out victorious. So
I go to the Rochester Americans game last night. You go to the Buffalo Bandits game last night. Both scenes have parties in the plaza, and it breaks my heart. To see Rochester closing the streets up for attendance that was over 9,000 strong last night.
At Blue Cross Arena.
At Blue Cross Arena in Rochester. Our friends down the road, Danger and Battaglia, they are talking with Paul Hamilton. And I did not make it in time to heckle Paul. I should have. I should have. Shame on me. But the last time the Sabres made the playoffs, food trucks were not a popular thing.
No, it was like...
Think about that.
Street meat was not acceptable.
Think about it. Food trucks were not a common occurrence. Uber did not exist. Could you imagine how buck wild it'll be when the Buffalo Sabres finally make the playoffs? People will get their drinky drink on, drive responsibly, or get an Uber for their drinky drinky. And you'll be able to, out in the plaza, the food truck business would be booming that day.
It would. Lloyd's really changed the game on that, I feel
you're
like.
You're fighting people. You're fighting other trucks to get in front of KeyBank Center the minute you make the postseason with the Buffalo Sabres. I'm not kidding. And it breaks my heart, though, because like we saw it in Buffalo for a Bandits game that did not sell out.
No. I went as I was walking in last night.
I've got some angry thoughts on that, but we'll get to those later.
Right. As I was walking in last night, the stage, everything, still there. I was cutting a little close getting there, but
right.
The remnants of a party in the plaza were still there, and that's just... It was an unusual feeling walking into that arena, through that, because everything was gated off.
Yep.
Parking was intense where, yeah, the Bandits have sold out before, but there was a mass of people just downtown for this event, I feel like. Even if they didn't go into the game, they were there for the pregame festivities and went somewhere else to watch the game. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that was what was happening.
And Rochester, food trucks are outside. There's a bounce house for kids out there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is for an arena that's going to sell out at max capacity at 9,000.
Yeah.
And inside that energy was electric. It was awesome. I try to make it to a Bandits playoff game every year.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a Bandits playoff. Or an Amherst playoff game every year.
Yeah.
And
could have done the Bandits because they've been in there for 5 years.
I had a choice to make actually on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to try to find a way to get to the Bandits game or am I going to go to the Amherst game? And, well, opportunity presented itself. My buddy had called me and he's like, all right, I'm going to Rochester. And we even talked with a couple of people yesterday out in Rochester of like debating, do I come into Buffalo for the Bandits game? And there's one interesting parallel between the two teams last night, other than the fact that they played a playoff game on the same evening. It also might be the last one at home. And it has to take different results to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bandits win, we do not get any more lacrosse. It's over. They win another championship. It's disgusting. If Rochester loses two games in Laval, because it's all on the road now for the next three.
Yep.
They're done.
You are hoping that they can come back.
So people might have last night seen the last Amherst home game or Bandits home game. But the energies from both crowds, electric, in a way that if it's the last one, you gave it a good hurrah for the players involved. It's interesting that there's that same common dynamic, but now for that to be the last games, the results do have to differ between the teams. One has to win, one has to lose. The way Rochester played last night, I hope there's no home cooking from the referees, because on the road, Laval was playing a game of NHL hits. I'm not kidding.
It was Bounty Gate. I've seen a couple clips today, and it's pretty remarkable how there were no calls. It was just
I'm starting to think
out.
That Laval Rocket head coach Pascal Vincent doesn't know hockey and is just commanding his team to tackle.
It's like in the full court press, full ice press. That's essentially what they're doing last night.
Like, tactically, you got spanked around by Mike Leone. And Rochester, after game one, looking like a team that didn't play for 13 days, looked more like themselves last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a complete domination of the puck. Shots were 35-19.
Yeah.
And the three goals that Levi allows, one goes off of someone's helmet.
Yeah, the crazy deflection.
One is a terrible turnover where Levi is down and out of position naturally. It was that bad of a turnover. Third one was a nice play of like great puck movement. Amherst are chasing. That's the only one that maybe Levi could have a save on.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two, it's like no chance. No yeah. chance.
It is pretty remarkable, though, that both of the franchises that played last night were in a similar situation. The Rochester Americans were in the similar situation on Wednesday night. But they both were in similar situations of not playing for 2 weeks because they clinched so early in the previous series. Like they were, it's a weird parallel between what's going on between these two teams.
It is a weird parallel. And then, like, just more to my point of like, Laval just did not know how to play hockey, and they're just being coached to hit people. One of their guys, Florian Zekoch, his brother plays for Montreal.
Okay.
Cross checks Devin Levi away from the play. A penalty so egregious that you have to call this. And then a sick, nasty pass from Rusek to Kulik. And that puck is in the net before the goalie can make it over.
That's top AHL breaking NHL talent right there against an AHL goaltender. Like that's how that is.
I've never hated a group of referees more than that one because it was like, hey, we're going to play NHL hits today and just let everyone tackle everyone.
Mm-hmm.
No, stop. What are we doing? Don't do that. Cut it out.
They saw bonus points above the heads of the other players for hits.
It was ridiculous. And the Amherst were doing a great job of protecting themselves, but also still finishing plays at the same time.
Mm-hmm. They're playing physical enough. They're not nasty.
They weren't backing down.
Yeah.
But they were also making sure, I don't want to get boarded either. So we're going to keep making plays, but not recklessly.
Mm-hmm.
They were all over the ice last night. It was awesome to watch. And I'm hoping they can get 2 out of 3 in Laval, because it's another opportunity for these guys to continue an extended playoff run. You'd get the conference finals. It's a big deal. Get it done.
Yeah.
I had a great time last night. A lot of people out there did. And I felt strangely uncomfortable hating on someone with the last name Tuck.
I know.
Because again, like, even Luke Tuck is being a jerkwad. I'm seriously thinking it's their coaching.
It's got to be.
It's their coaching saying, we're not good enough to do this. Somebody hit somebody. Because I don't know how to plan how to do this.
It's a Karate Kid moment. It's a sweep the leg moment. That's what you saw last
honestly,
night.
Watching it was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Like, and again, their head coach, Pascal Vincent, I'm starting to think you tactically don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of hockey.
Yeah.
It was a joke. It was watching it in terms of hockey, even for playoff hockey, mm-hmm. It was a joke.
Yeah.
Your game plan was just hit everybody and see, basically, like, have you ever seen anything of like in a movie or in a social situation? Not a social situation, but like, you know, like a joke about like you're seeing a police officer. There's 3 of you. There's only 1 of them, and you go, they can't arrest all of us. Run.
Yeah, like in those spoof movies and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah.
That's what Laval was doing. Mm-hmm. They can't arrest all of us.
Right. They're not going to put all of us in the penalty box.
It was hilariously bad.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what as of the Bandits, by the way,
Banditland was rocking last night, first of all. Second of all, it was a physical contest between these two teams. They're clearly, the Bandits are the Chiefs of the NLL. It's abundantly obvious.
Yes.
The physicality that other teams bring to them and try and put them in their place, quote unquote, right?
Because they are so skilled.
Because they're so just phenomenal at what they do. And then they still, it was one of those home games from earlier in the season, like we've talked about with John Gertler, Dave Buchanan. They didn't have the lead for more than a minute before the end of the third quarter. They had a 5-4 lead, I think, early in the second, and then that was gone. They were trailing by 2. They'd bring it back to 1, tie it, go back down by 2. It was just, they couldn't get ahead. Then in the third, at the end, they score twice to get it to 11-10.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And then, believe it or not, the most uneventful fourth quarter ever follows that, because they hang on to an 11-10 lead with a death grip until the end, until Dane Smith rockets one, just lobs it from behind Saskatchewan's net behind the net. It deflects off Buchanan's stick and goes into an open net. Takes him up by two, and that's the dagger. That ended the game.
Yeah.
But physical, gritty, both teams. Saskatchewan deserves to be there. Like, that was my big takeaway.
They have the same record for a reason.
Same record for a reason, and they're up to snuff. Like, they're deserving to be in the NLL final as well. Right. So it's going to be a battle. We'll see how it goes in Saskatchewan tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
There you go. So we're talking, we opened this one about AHL hockey and NLL lacrosse.
Mm-hmm. That's the two biggest local sports happenings right now.
It is the local things that are going on right now. One is down the thruway, but the other is right here.
It's only 90 minutes, not that far. You can drive farther.
Exactly. But it's still I ran into construction twice on the way, you know, that hurts. But
not surprised.
So I definitely did not partake in the plaza stuff for very long. I got something from a food truck, but that was pretty much it.
Hey, you might be able to if they come back.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
But sticking with some local things, there is another team that does play around here as well.
Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo Bisons are in action today. And we get to talk to the man on your television screen and also on your radio oftentimes. It's Pat Malacaro joining us on the Westher Hotline. Pat, how's it been? It's been a minute since I've heard from you, my friend.
Sure, great to chat with you as always. A little windy down here today, but we got baseball on track for 105 against the Worcester Red Sox. So, Duke McGuire and I will be on TV, but that means that those listening to the Best 1520 starting at 12:45 can hear Paul Hamilton today. So they get a little treat there.
Look at that.
Can we give Paul a break? He drove down to Rochester last night to cover the game. We got to give Paul a break. Tell him to calm down.
He does not want to take a break. He did this on his own. This is on him. This is not on me.
So all right, so then we got to tell him to calm down. We all got to sit him down and go, Paul, this is an intervention.
Yeah.
Pat, of course, not just the Bisons, all things baseball. The Subway Series gets started last night. That was a big deal. But as for Buffalo, what are some of the bigger promotion games coming up here for fans to get down to the ballpark, just be able to take a day downtown and enjoy nice summer baseball fun?
Yeah, I'm excited for you know, we get through Memorial Day weekend. Next weekend, the Bison will be in Lehigh Valley, and we get back. The two of the biggest dates on the calendar are next homestand. The Kids Day comes up on Thursday. Everyone has one of those 11 a.m. games. We'll play one in Lehigh next week, but the Bisons have theirs coming back. I believe that's the 29th of May at 11:05 start time for that game against Charlotte, a team the Bisons haven't played in Buffalo since 2019. So AAA affiliate of the White Sox, the way the schedule sets up now, it doesn't set up so that you play everybody anymore. So they'll be here for their first time in 6 years. And then that Saturday night, I know one, Derek, you and your buddies would be super excited for Star Wars night.
There we go.
Gates open early. Jabba the Hutt's back this year. 50 fan costumers. Get your picture taken with. And I don't know if you're a fan of this character or not, but this year our GM Anthony Sprague was able to convince Lucasfilms that our jersey will be Ahsoka Tana this year. So
nice.
Ahsoka's the jersey. And I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but the detail that goes into our Star Wars night makes ours unique in that there'll be an on-field fight scene that culminates in everything, and there's a pregame or in-game videos that are played throughout the game. They're replayed at the end leading to the fight scene. That whole script goes to Lucasfilms. Lucasfilms, Disney have to approve it because, you know, let's be honest, there are characters, you know, in the cinematic world of Star Wars that maybe they have plans for. And if you do something on one of our videos, you know, maybe fans might be confused. So I know it's a big process that Anthony goes through with and gets it. It's a legitimate process that I think is unique to us. It definitely is unique to us and something that makes our stand out. And I know that the folks at Lucasfilms and Disney really do value the partnership that we've kind of built with them over now 16 years.
That's awesome.
The Bisons respect the canon. You got to love it. It's so cool that it's actually like partnered up like that. Another thing, coming to the ballpark, Ryan Jennings. I've seen a lot of interaction online, positivity about him coming up to the AAA. How do you think he's going to perform on the Bisons, and where do you see him fitting into this lineup?
Yeah, I think for Jennings coming into the bullpen and just continuing to pitch the way he's been in AA this year, he's a guy that has really good stuff. Still a top prospect, number 20 according to MLB Pipeline in the Blue Jay organization, starter at times, pretty much full-time reliever now. So for him, it'll be just continuing to pitch as well as he did in Double A and getting that first taste of Triple A life because he hasn't been here yet before. So, you know, going through the process of facing veteran hitters in Double A, you may get some more free swingers and guys that try and take advantage of expanded strike zone a little bit. Where here, you've got the ABS system, you've got veteran hitters. So you've got a whole different set of, you know, problems, so to speak, to deal with. And then also, you know, there are a couple other guys that have rejoined the team and are even today, Adam Klopfenstein, who's making his Blue Jays organizational re-debut. He was drafted by the team in 2018, was a top prospect, traded for Jordan Hicks to St. Louis. He started the year injured. He's going to start for the Bisons today. So he's somebody that was a big-time prospect and would have pitched with Ryan Jennings as he came up to Double A in the last couple of years and been teammates. A lot of these guys, that's another nice thing, is, you know, in the minor leagues, we see it in the AHL with the Americans. You build that core. They win together. They grow as a group together. That's the minor league baseball mindset. You win at the lower levels. You play together. A lot of these guys won in Vancouver 2 years ago in the league championship there. They made it to Double A. Now they're up at Triple A. And as a group, it makes it easier for them to perform because of that comfort level of not only the players, but even some of the coaching staff.
Pat Malacarlo joining us here on the West Hura Hotline as we're talking about the Bisons, a new prospect coming up, your promotional days coming up here as well. Pat, to the majors as well, I have to ask this of every baseball person that I'm talking to. What are the Colorado Rockies?
I mean, every year there's a team. I mean, the White Sox were that team for a couple of years, and you know the Rockies are just that team now, whether it's, you know, rebuilding. You know, you can look at the Miami Marlins after – I know they had ended up winning a couple of World Series to do it, but, you know, they get the new stadium just about a decade ago, a lot of top prospects, top players in the lineup, and then they all end up getting traded. You know, Christian Yelich was a Marlin. Stanton was a Marlin, and then they're traded out. So, you know, there's always one team that's like this. It's just an extreme example this year, I think, for the Rockies. And, you know, Bud Black is unfortunately the one who takes the fall because he's the manager, you know. He's the one that the 26-man roster is given to him. So whether or not, you know, he had you know, enough to work with, so to speak, he's just unfortunately the guy that takes the fall in the end, and he's kind of, you know, trying to move on from there.
Pat, Juan Soto has become a big centerpiece of this Subway Series conversation after last season with the Yankees and the World Series run. And he's not having the season he had last year with the Yankees on the Mets, and that's attributed to just not hitting behind Aaron Judge, many people say. Do you think he'll be able to break out of that at any point and get back to hitting like he was on the Yankees, or is he going to kind of struggle just not being behind Aaron Judge anymore?
No, I think he'll be just fine in the end. And part of this is, you know, I was watching MLB Network a little bit in the last couple of days, and, you know, this is the topic of discussion going into that game last night. It's the contract, but it's also the optics as well, right? The Mets outbid the Yankees for a top player finally. And I'm not saying Juan Soto is not going to live up to the contract. I think he will in the end. And I think that's just the nature of doing business, whether you talk about Juan Soto, you know, the 10 plus year deal that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. got. I think that to me, if I'm the Blue Jays, I sign up for that deal 7 days of the week, you know, every time, all the time. You sign a player for 10 plus years, you know you're going to get their best years. And, you know, maybe it's tail end. There may be some tail off at the end. But it's also the optics of the Mets and Steve Cohen outbid the Yankees, and the Yankees were only willing to go so far. So maybe overpaid, maybe, you know, the rumor of the sweep that the Yankees weren't willing to give at the time. You know, that's something that in the end, if you're the Mets, you do everything you can in order to make that happen so that you can, you know, have that not only optics, but also you have one of the top five players in the game on your team. You know, he's already won a World Series. He helped the Yankees get to the World Series last year. So I think all those things together really work in his favor.
Pat, I would be remiss if I didn't ask about the major club with Toronto. How is it with the Blue Jays so far this season? It does look like they're treading water right now. What is it that needs to improve for Toronto to try to get themselves long-term through the rest of the season in a wild-card hunt?
Yeah, I think the bullpen just it needs to perform the way it's capable of performing, and I think they will get there. There are a couple of players right now. There's two players right down on a major league rehab assignment with the Bisons. and Eric Swanson and Ryan Burr that should be big pieces of the bullpen and the back half of the bullpen for this year. Once they're healthy and ready to go, they'll be, you know, available and help the bullpen. So I think that's the biggest thing. And you know, fortunately for some Bison players, they've had opportunities that they maybe wouldn't have had because of some of the injuries, unfortunately, or some of the situations that have come up. So it's kind of that double-edged sword, right? Of, you know, unfortunately, the things haven't shaken out the way that the Blue Jays wanted to, but some guys have made their major league debuts and have contributed as well and get some of that experience so that you've built that depth here down at AAA. And I think once the Blue Jays bullpen's healthy, that'll be the thing that puts them over the top. And with three wild cards, look, the Central's tough. I really do think this could be a year where you get Detroit, Cleveland, in the playoffs, as well as, you know, as well as they've been playing this year. So they could have two, even maybe three teams in the playoff hunt come August. You'll be fighting with the Red Sox if you're the Blue Jays. So, you know, there's very few playoff spots, but I think they'll be right there.
Pat, we know you're a busy man, and we'll get you out of here, but appreciate you taking some time to squeeze in with us here.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
That's Pat Malacaro on the Westshore Hotline. Always good to talk to Pat.
Yeah, some baseball talk. Love it.
Yes, and of course, making sure to let everyone know, you know, about some of the bigger promotion games that are coming up with Kids Day, Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm.
Always want to be able to ask about that because, you know, you want to get reasons for getting people to the ballpark. You know?
Yeah, and like I said, they respect the canon. So you're not going to
respect the canon.
You see an Ahsoka Tano jersey.
Buffalo Bison's respecting the canon.
Jabba the Hutt jersey from a year ago or 2 years ago, whenever it was. That might have been my top one. Just with them wearing Jabba the Hutt out on the field was funny. Yeah. I loved it.
All right. 803-0550, the number to call as Sports Talk Saturday rolls on here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.